Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to answer the question, is faith enough to win in business? See, a lot of time, it's true, I do say that a lot, that you need faith to win in business. Your faith will be tested for life, for the rest of your life, your faith will be tested. But is faith enough to win in business? And I really thought about this. I thought it was a fantastic question. First of all, why do you need faith? Okay. First of all, there are too many variables in business. Too many. Okay. Including your life, including what's happening in your life, including money, including time, including your family, including support from the spouse, including, you know, is money running out of the bank account and no money is coming in, including some of the surprises that you get in business, including hazards, including there's so many variables, you know, the risk that you take on a daily basis, the employees, there's so many variables in business, you know, the laws, the legalities of running a business, there's so many variables, and it brings you back to why would anybody want to be involved in entrepreneurship, right? Well, you need that faith, okay? So, like I said, and like I keep saying, your faith is going to be tested, and you need to make sure you're on point. Because if you fail, that's what gets people to a point where they quit. Quitting is not such a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. But when you quit on your dream, that's bad. If you quit on using a tool or using a platform or using a channel, anything like that, there's nothing wrong with that sometimes because of the so many variables going on, the decision can be hard. That's why decision making is very hard for a lot of people because you're thinking about all the what ifs. All the what ifs are the variables. What if that? What if that? And usually you're thinking about what if something goes wrong. You're not really thinking about what if something good happens. What if I make it tomorrow? What if I get a breakthrough tomorrow? People don't usually ask those questions. They're always looking at the glass half glass empty. All right, and you just want to be aware of that. Okay, you just want to be aware of that. So let me get back to the main point of this video. Is faith enough to win in business? The scripture says you need to work as well. Okay, so no, it's not enough. As you're working, you need faith. As you're applying faith, you need to be working. That's the way it works, okay? The truth is that while trying to figure out what's going to win to get to the next level, because like I said on a previous episode, to get to the next level is always a big deal. It's always a big deal. Getting to the next level is it's work, okay? And every time you get to a brand new level, you have a different type of problem, different type of problems that present itself. Okay, that's why you really want to learn how to troubleshoot what your business, because if you don't learn that there's different problems at different levels, you'll be looking all over the place for problems and you'll be operating your business with emotions, and that's not what you want to do. Okay, so to answer that question, is faith enough to build a business? No, it's not. Okay, you need a lot more than faith, but you need faith. Okay, if you miss everything else and you have faith, you probably will still win, okay? You will win because faith will help you hold true while you're trying to figure out everything else. But if you have everything else but you don't have faith, you're going to get hit with the obstacle that you've never really seen because human beings evolve. Businesses evolve, right? You're going to get hit with all these things and you just want to make sure that you have that faith because the faith is what's going to allow you to get through any kind of obstacle that you may encounter in your business. Okay, so faith is not enough, but it's needed. You must have faith. It's a must have, but faith is not enough. That's just the answer to that. I wish I could tell you, you could just have faith and everything would drop out of the heavens. No, it won't. Okay, you have to work, you have to study, you have to learn more, you have to pay attention to your learning curve, you have to pay attention to things that are evolving, market shifts. There's quite a few other variables to figure out, but when you have faith, it becomes easier because it's just one step after the other. Because once you figure something out, you never really have to come back to figuring it out again. It's just like riding a bike. You can get on it and you can keep going after maybe a little bit of clumsiness, even if you're away from it for a long time. Does that make sense? Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace. Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.reflipcoach.com. Hey, do you want my steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.